Our series, Project Milwaukee, The Currency of Water, continues this morning. We're reporting on Milwaukee's efforts to become a global hub for water research and technology. In the past few years, companies already in the water business here have been expanding, but as WUWM's Marty Michelson reports, leaders are now working to kick the effort into high gear. The ultimate prize would be jobs and economic development, along with a good dose of prestige.
Several key components are needed in order to make Milwaukee a world leader in water research and technology, and some are already underway. One is organization. The Milwaukee Seven Water Council formed in 2007 to spearhead the region's effort to become a global hub. Another crucial item, according to spokesman Klaus Dunkelberg, is money.
What got Singapore and others really up and running is funding, whether it's from the state government, local government, or from the federal side of the equation.
Dunkelberg says this region's initiative got a shot in the arm this fall when the federal government awarded the council nearly $250,000 to study what water needs exist and what products might be in demand. Also this year, Governor Doyle put money in the state budget to develop a new School of Freshwater Sciences at UW-Milwaukee. The school is scheduled to open next fall and will house graduate programs for students pursuing research or teaching careers in the water industry. Dunkelberg says local technical colleges are also lending a hand.
They have changed their curriculum, or added to their curriculum, a water stream that provides an individuals with a two-year degree that will allow them to get into the water market. These are the folks that operate the treatment plants. The technician level is huge in the water industry, and that's not going to go away.
One technician already working in the industry is Bob Heideman. He's vice president of corporate technology at A.O. Smith, headquartered on Milwaukee's northwest side. The company incorporated here in 1904 and is now one of the world's largest manufacturers of water heating and cooling equipment.
And we'll look at water heater performance in here, coating performance, combustion performance.
Heideman is giving me a tour of the firm's research and development facility, showing off some products that will be rolled out early next year. They include a state-of-the-art solar panel.
You have the black plate on it. The black plate, the sun goes through, heats it up. That heat is transferred to the copper coil. The copper coil has a fluid in it. That fluid gets heated, comes down.
In the end, the solar panel heats the water in the tank. Heideman is one of 16,000 employees worldwide for A.O. Smith. Chief Executive Officer Paul Jones has taken a keen interest in Milwaukee's effort to become a water hub. Jones says A.O. Smith recently hired several water technologists. He hopes others flock to the area as they hear what's in the making.
And I think it'll be a lot of small startup companies that will then start growing. I'd love to see a major water-related technology company move to town. That's going to be difficult to do.
Jones, who's also co-chair of the Milwaukee Seven Water Council, says the region could face difficulties in luring companies because of Wisconsin's reputation of having high business taxes. Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett is pushing several ideas to ease the tax burden for water companies that move here. One is creating tax incremental financing, or a TIF district, for those businesses.
So we've come up with the concept of having what's in essence a water TIF. To use an example, if a company came in and agreed to create at least 25 jobs for a five-year period, we would give them a reduced water rate.
Barrett says, in addition, the city is eyeing an area south of the Menominee Valley to build a research park strictly for water-related businesses. He'd like to attract companies from the south, where communities are experiencing a severe shortage of water. Some environmentalists are warning against a big rush, however. Kay Dunleavy of the group River Pulse says mass construction and relocation here could end up polluting the water.
I think we need to look very closely at bringing more industry and make sure that whatever we do it sustainably with green infrastructure. You know, the more development you have, the more surfaces that allow runoff.
Dunleavy has been meeting regularly with the Milwaukee Seven Water Council to make sure the area's effort to become a hub is safe for the environment. She says existing industries have been doing a good job of building rain gardens and taking other steps to protect the region's valued sources of water. Marty Michelson, 89.7 WUWM.